Hey, my name is Alex, and you might know me from a couple articles on Planet Drupal or from the South American Drupal community. And this is episode 41 of the Modules Unraveled podcast.
Welcome to the Modules Unraveled podcast, where the Drupal community speaks. And now, your host. His first car was a manual 89 Honda Accord. Brian Lewis.
Welcome to the Modules Unraveled podcast. My name is Brian Lewis, and today I have with me Alex Weber. Alex is a longtime web developer who's been obsessed with Drupal for the past 2 years. He co-founded WebDrop, a Brazilian Drupal shop, 2 years ago, and is currently working as a senior Drupal developer at Blue Tent Marketing. I was able to cajole Alex to come on the show to talk about the subs module because I'm actually going to start using it soon. And he has been incredibly willing to work with me to get the module to a polished state. And we're still working on it, but I wanted to give Alex and the subs module a little airtime now so that if you, the listener, are someone who might benefit from the module, you can kind of help shape its direction while it's still pliable. But before we get into that, Alex, how are you doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Just got back from a 2 week honeymoon, so I'm supposed to be ready to go, but I kind of wish I was still there.
Well, congratulations on that. That's really exciting.
Thanks.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and jump in. And do you want to tell us a little bit about you and where you're from?
All right. Well, I'm 28 years old, and I was born in Germany, but I've lived in Brazil like all of my life. And I've always been a programmer since like my teens, and I've been working with web development for like the past 7 or 8 years or so.
Cool. Excellent. How'd you get started with Drupal then?
That's actually a funny story. About 2 years ago, I was at a job interview, and they asked me if I knew Drupal, and I totally lied out of my teeth and said yeah, but I'd never actually used it, and I got hired. So I guess I had to learn it for that one job, and I was fortunate enough to work with this guy called Leandro Nunes, who later became my partner at WebDrop, and he's like a more experienced Drupal guy, and he really helped me learn quick. So It's been a short time, but really intense.
Awesome. Cool. That's really funny. Okay, well, what's the most recent project you've been working on?
I started working for Blue Tent a couple weeks ago, or maybe a month or so. I'm not sure. And so I've basically been working for them. But I do have, you know, a couple side projects like or contributions that I like working on. And the one that I really should be working more on is the drop jobs distribution, which is really ambitious and much more than I can handle, but it's just been so fun. And, you know, whenever I get some free time and my wife lets me, I try to work on that.
Cool. Awesome. All right. So we're here to talk about the subs module. First off, where did the idea for the module come from in the first place?
Well, I guess basically out of necessity, you know, like most modules, we were building back with WebDrop about a year and a half ago. We were building a job search website using Drupal 6 at the time, and we just needed a way to allow recruiters to have like a premium plan where they could get in contact with candidates and view their resumes and stuff like that. So I looked around and there really, you know, wasn't anything like that. So we just kind of built something really specific for the project. And, you know, fast forward about a year later and we decided to kind of build, you know, this project as a generic thing for Drupal 7, which is the drop jobs distribution. And we realized that the whole subscription thing is, you know, we can really abstract it and just have it as its own kind of separate module that hopefully will be useful for other people. So that's kind of, you know, where it started.
Okay. I just realized we probably should have started from the very beginning with what is the subs module.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Basically, the subs module is a way to have subscriptions, and the nomenclature is kind of misleading because there already is a subscriptions module out there. But you know, the modules out there right now are for subscribing to content or to changes in taxonomy vocabularies and stuff like that. And so the subs module is actually for creating like a subscription, like for example, like a 1 month subscription to Drupalize Me or Modules Unraveled or some other kind of video tutorial website or any kind of time based subscription, I guess.
Okay.
And together with that, you know, to allow certain users to have access to restricted content.
Right. Cool. Okay. So, with that in mind, what's, in your opinion, what is the state of subscriptions in Drupal 7 right now?
Right now, I don't, you know, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't really think we have, I think the most stable thing out there is probably commerce subscription products.
Okay.
And that does have a stable version, but it does, you know, depend on commerce and a whole bunch of other modules. So so I guess if you're not using commerce or if you don't want like that much overhead, I guess, you know, subs might be your only choice. And you know, that said, it still has a lot of work to be done. So if you're listening, we need you.
So you mentioned commerce subscription product. Are there any other, is there any other solutions for doing subscriptions right now?
Apart from doing something custom, I guess, you know, not that I know of, but again, you know, correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay, cool. So then where are the gaps in the whole process that subs is filling? What is it actually trying to do?
Okay, really, what you know, and I guess with a lot of the stuff that you know that I've been doing, like a lot of the modules that I'm working on, it's, you know, at the same time, it was just a way to experiment with using the Entity API and stuff like that. So basically, what we do is we create a subscription entity, and you can have subscription types, so it behaves really similar to I guess Profile 2 or even nodes and stuff like that. And what we're trying to do is just, I don't know why I say we, it's basically just me. there's this Yannick, this guy who's come on board recently, and he's been really helpful. But basically what we're trying to do is I guess create like a generic way where you can kind of manage any number and types of subscriptions, and kind of leave the like the more specific implementations to other third-party modules. So we're really focused on making it play really nice with a bunch of other stuff. So we play really nice with Drush and features and rules and views bulk operations and stuff like that. And a lot of this, you know, comes from the Entity API integration, but a lot of that stuff has actually been taken a step further. So really, we're just like the main idea is just to create like this, something really small and like almost an API module, and make it easy for you know, for site builders and module developers to kind of integrate with it and create this kind of subscription functionality.
Okay. Cool. So we didn't mention this, but another way that people might do subscriptions is using like rules and rule scheduler. Why would somebody choose the subs module over doing that themselves?
You know, that's a good question. Well, probably, I guess, because it's easier. Because if you're using rules and rule scheduler, it is a really good option, but you're going to have to get your hands dirty, and you're going to have to write some custom code here and there. So, so you know, as with anything, you know, I figured, you know, if we can have like this one kind of really solid module that takes all this work off your hands, you can work on actually implementing the other parts of your site and not worrying about the business logic with the subscriptions and restricted content, because it can get kind of messy. So you know, if we can, I guess the goal is, you know, if we can make you not think about that and just kind of trust that the module works, you can get more done.
Right. Okay, so now the hard question, what's the current state of subs?
Officially, we're at, let me check, 1.0 beta 5.
Okay.
But that doesn't really mean much. I got to say, I actually haven't, and this is something we talked about, I haven't actually had a need for it since I developed it, because that one website that I still maintain is running in Drupal 6, and it's got its own real custom stuff. So to be honest, I haven't actually had the opportunity to take it out and beat it up a lot, you mm-hmm. know, apart from local dev and testing. But, you know, I'd say it's relatively stable, but, you know, like, again, from what we talked about, you know, you've had some issues, and we talked about it, and we're working on fixing some of that. But, you know, it does, I think it does need a bit of love before it's ready to kind of, you know, trust your valuable content with it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely, you know, really close to getting there.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, hopefully soon.
Yeah, I've been playing with it a bit lately, because my listeners know that I'm not a developer. I'm a site builder. I do a little bit of theming, but mostly just a site builder. I take stuff that people like you build and piece it together to make something work. And so that's what I was doing with this module, and it was working pretty well. It's got some sub-modules. We might talk about those in a little bit that kind of deal with supplying roles and things like that. But I'm really excited for like the future, and you've been awesome. Like, I emailed you one day and was like, hey, you know, what would it cost me to get this working? And you were like, well, let's just kind of work together and figure it out. And so that was awesome that you were just able to help in and do that. Yeah. So I'm really excited about the way this is going, but,
I'm really excited about having a high profile guinea pig. So,
well, I might be medium profile. We'll see about that. All right. So let's talk about the use cases for this. It's a subscription module for making a site, a subscription-based site. What are some of the different ways that you can restrict access to content using subs?
Okay. So I guess going back to the sub modules you mentioned briefly, so there's, you know, going back to what I said, you know, we wanted to keep this like really kind of tight and to the point. So a lot of the more custom functionality has been split out into sub modules. And so one of them is a subs role, which is totally a baby of Yannick. And I'm gonna, you know, Yannick, please don't hate me. Yannick Chabert, I guess, this French guy who's really been helping out. And he came up with the idea, and he approached me about it. And so basically what it does is it allows you to assign and remove roles based on a subscription status. So I guess, you know, with that, you can do some really kind of simple stuff using like Drupal permissions, I guess. So you can allow a user to view content of a certain type if he has that role. So that's the really the simplest use case. And then there's the subs premium module. And what that's doing is it'll integrate with Node Option Premium and with Profile 2 and hopefully with Organic Groups soon. That's on the roadmap. And what we can do with that is basically, you know, if a user has an active subscription, you can allow him to view content that's flagged as premium with the Node Option Premium module. Or Profile 2 has this option to have private fields. And so you can, if you want, you can also allow users with active subscriptions to view those private fields. Mm. And with OG, we'd obviously, you know, want them to be able, to insert them into a group. So that's pretty much the gist of it.
Okay. So then how do the subscriptions work? You said, when you get a subscription, it might grant a role with the subs role submodule. How does the actual subscription process work within the subs module?
Okay, it's basically an entity with a couple properties, like a start date and an end date, and we basically just check cron, I guess, and expire it, or you can also set a grace period, so you can have it like go into grace period and where the user has like a couple days to renew it. And we have some nice rules, events and conditions, so you could do stuff like for example, if the user creates a subscription, you can have it set to pending status, and once he pays like your fee or whatever, you can make it active for 30 days or whatever and allow him to view that premium content. And at the end of those 30 days, you can send him an email saying, listen, your time's up. We're gonna let you have, five more days of access, but you gotta renew or you're gonna lose it. So, that's one use case, and it's pretty much, I don't think it'll stray too far from that kind of use case. It's a pretty specific niche kind of module.
Okay, so it's granting a subscription, which is itself an entity. So it doesn't necessarily mean it's granting them a role for that long. You'd have to use the submodule for that. But
exactly.
It's creating that subscription, and then whatever submodule you're using to make it do something is what it's doing.
Cool. Exactly.
All right. Cool. Well, I haven't checked Twitter to see if anybody's asked anything since we started. It looks like we do have some. Cool. Jerry ITT has asked a couple of questions, but before I actually read those off, I'm going to say anybody else who's listening right now, you can go ahead and send in your questions using the hashtag MUP041 on Twitter, and we'll answer those after we get through with Jerry's, because he was first. So first, Jerry asked, actually, before I get to his question, I love what he said before the podcast started. He said, popcorn, check. Fizzy bubbles, check. Time for another Drupal Modules Unraveled podcast. That was awesome.
Nice.
all right, so to his question, where do you see subs limitations versus other ways of doing this in Drupal using rules, etc., and what's planned for the future? We kind of talked about this, but we already talked about rules, so let's talk about what's planned for the future. That was the second part.
All right. First off is getting this getting this stable, making this reliable so that people can actually start using it and so that you can start using it. Mm-hmm. And but I guess, one of the things that I already mentioned is I'd like to integrate with organic groups. And I guess with any other module, that can do something, that can add like value to this, like Node Option Premium or Profile 2. I've been talking to Yannick a bit about payment and how we can deal with that, and it's definitely not something that we wanna tackle full on, just because there's so many other great ways to do this. It just makes no sense to reinvent the wheel, but we do want to kind of make it really make it as easy as possible for you to choose whichever payment module you want and have it play nice with subs out of the box. And I guess, that's pretty much it. Unfortunately, I maintain like a couple modules, so I don't really have as much time as I'd like to kind of work on all of them. So basically, I'd love to have like, more people interested in this or more people, helping out and, submitting patches or co-maintaining it and stuff, because, I really think this can be, the solution for this really specific niche. And just going back to the payment modules, there's been, people on the issue queue asking for integration with commerce, and I'm not quite sure how we do that yet. But it's definitely something that would be nice. And there's also a module called Pay or Payment or something like that, which is really simple and really good. So those are I guess the top two that we'd want to kind of make it easy to integrate with subs. And I guess anything else, it's like you mentioned at the start, this is still relatively new and relatively pliable. So I'm all for adding new stuff and integrating with interval fields, for example, because I really hate, and I know you do too, the way that we set subscription periods. Right now you just pick a number of days, uh-huh. And it would be nice to do something a little more, a little less Stone Age, I guess.
Yeah. For anybody who's listening, right now you just set a number of days that you want the subscription to be valid for, and I had asked him before if we could integrate the interval field, because you can set days or months or weeks or different things for different use cases there. But so that's cool that you're considering and putting that in or figuring out how to integrate with that. All right, I think it's time we can probably go ahead and move on to the wrap up. Is there anything else you wanted to add about subs before we do that?
No, use it.
Yeah.
Submit bugs. Submit patches, please.
Cool. Okay, so there's a couple of questions that I always ask at the end of my show, just because it's fun to hear what people think and are excited about. But the first one is, what is something that you are excited about that's up and coming that you're not working on?
This is... I wish I had a better answer for this, but I got to say Spark. I've played around with the alphas and I've been following some of the issues, and I'm really excited about what they're doing with the whole like managing pages as a bunch of blocks and the whole inline editing stuff. So that looks really awesome. I'm really pumped about that.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. It's great. Okay, so then where can people find out more about you and your projects?
All right, well, at Twitter, my name is AlexWeber15, and pretty much everywhere else on the internet, and don't ask why. And of course, my website, alexweber.com.br, every now and then I'll post something to Drupal Planet. And that's about it.
Cool. Is there anywhere that you like to have people get a hold of you? Is Twitter the best place, or on your Drupal.org homepage or user page?
It really doesn't matter. I'm really open to talking to people and helping out, and you can, there's a contact form on my website, and there's a contact form on my Drupal.org profile, and there's Twitter and Facebook, and so whatever, if you need me for whatever reason, give me a shout and I'll reply.
Cool. All right. Well, Alex, thanks for coming on the show and talking with me about this, and for letting me, kind of indirectly force you to work on this a little bit more for me.
All right. Well, thanks. Thanks for having me here. It's been pretty fun, and I can breathe now and relax, because I was pretty nervous.
Cool. No, it was great. All right, well, Alex, we'll talk to you later.
Awesome. All right, catch you later, Ryan.
If you liked this episode, check out modulesunraveled.com/podcast to get more information about it. And while you're there, you can listen to other episodes or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes or your favorite podcast software. Also, check out the Drupal videos on the site. There are a number of series available, each teaching various subjects in Drupal 7, like setting up a newsletter, configuring organic groups, or how to make the images on your site responsive to complement your responsive design. Thanks for listening. Feel free to get in touch and keep those suggestions coming about who you want to hear from on the podcast. That's it for this episode of the Modules Unraveled podcast, and I'll talk to you next week.